As just the stomach, the best thing would be to speak about Hachana for Lel HaSeder. So we'll try to go with Kivun Hachana for the Lel HaSeder for the Chag HaPesach. In the Haftorah on Shabbos on Pesach, you learn the Haftorah of Tchias HaMesim. The question is, why are we learning the Haftorah that speaks about Tchias HaMesim on Pesach? As the Torah brings down, because La'asid Lavoi, Tchias HaMesim is going to be on Pesach. As that's a pshat, al derech ha-pshat. In the Svarim HaKadoshim, they say that it's actually a remez on what Pesach is about, the Chag of Pesach. The Chag of Pesach is a zman of ischatshus, but not stam ischatshus. Even you have a person who's kilu feels like he's mace and he has no chias left to him, but when it comes Chag of Pesach, it could make a tchias hamesim. This is the koyach of Chag of Pesach, that it can make a new chias, even for someone who's bedarga of the mess. That's why the Haftorah is on the Tchias HaMesim. But the question is it's also the, before we start Pesach, we have Parshas HaChodesh, Reb Tzadik asks, it's all about Korban Pesach. That's why we calling it Parshas HaChodesh. It should be Parshas Korban Pesach. As Reb Tzadik says, because the Inyan of Korban Pesach and the Chag of Pesach is to be Mischadish. As the shame is teaching you the mahus, the agdoras hadavar. As we mail, it's called Chag of Hischatshus. But the question is l'chayra, when it comes l'maisa, even though the ideas are very good, we're supposed to be mischadish on Pesach. When it comes l'maisa, we come to the Lel HaSeder as we're doing what we did every other year on Pesach. We're saying over the same story, we're doing the same Maisa Mitzvahs. If you want to be Mischadshus, L'Choira, you should have to do new things, new ideas, new Mitzvahs to be Mischadish. But if anything, we don't do anything new. We're saying over a story, and the story we're saying over is the old story that we've learned and we've heard so many times. It's like L'Havdol Alfi Alofim, reading an old book that you read many times. How are you supposed to get interested, inspired? How are you supposed to have ischatshus from it? As one thing which needs a beer, and Bez Hashem, B'darchei Avodah, how could a person be mischadish? What's the kivun to be mischadish on Pesach? In fact, when we're doing things that we've done so many times. Aleph. Beis, there's a famous shiloh of Reb Chaim, of the Minchas Chinuch, the mitzvah Chof Aleph. He asks that the whole year round is a mitzvah of Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. As why by Lel HaSeder do we have a miyuchadika mitzvah, Lahaske, that we went out of Mitzrayim? L'chayra, we have this mitzvah which is Noye Kol Hazman. As why by Lel HaSeder do we have kilu a new mitzvah of Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim all the time? One time by day, one time by night, you have a mitzvah of Zecher Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's what the Minchas Chinuch asks. As Reb Chaim answers, Kedarko Shel Brisk, he's Magde the Chilik in the Maisa Mitzvah. That all the time you do the Maisa Mitzvah, the way you do it, it's just your Maske Yitzias Mitzrayim. But on Lel HaSeder, you have to do the Maisa Mitzvah more Barchova. You have to do it Derech Shela, V'tshuva, Maschel Begnus, Misayim Beshvach, and also, Kol Shaloyama, Taimei HaMitzvahs, if you don't say the Taimei of Pesach, Matzah Umarah, Reb Gamliel, Lo Yotze Yedei Choy Vosoy. As that's how Reb Chaim is Magderit. Abba Kedarkon Shal Bris, Reb Chaim was Magder, what is the Mahus HaChilik? What's the Chilik in the Maisa? But the Tam, what's the reason why on Lel HaSeder, the Mitzvah of Schiris Yitzias Mitzrayim has much more to it than it does the whole year, that Reb Chaim wasn't Masber. L'choira, why is it that way? V'oid, you can add to Reb Chaim that there are other chulukim. Kol ha-marbe l'sapa b'yitzias Mitzrayim ha-reza mishubuch. The whole year round, if you say Kriya Shema over and over and over again, it's Nishtarei Zeh Meshubach. You should be learning Baba Kama, Baba Basra, Ksubis. In fact, it could even be Bittul Torah Be'echus, Kilu, why are you just saying Kriya Shema? You should be learning Gemara, Rashi, Tosis. On Leil HaSeder, the G'dayle Olam spent the whole night being Isaac in the Leil HaSeder, in the Haggadah. They weren't learning Gemara, Rashi, Tosis. L'chayra, what's the Hevda? What's the Chilek? That's the Shaila. That's one chilek, kol amar belesapel. And also, by the Leil HaSeder, fear zois, lefikach anachnu, chayev adam liris es atzmoi, ki ilu hu yotza mi mitzrayim. On the Leil HaSeder, the sefer is supposed to bring you, chayev adam liris es atzmoi, ki ilu hu yotza mi mitzrayim. You don't find, when you do other scharim, leyitzias mitzrayim, you have to reach the point, Chayiv Adam Liris is Atzmoy Ki'ilu Hu Yotza Mi Mitzrayim. When you do Tfilin, which is Zecheli Yitzias Mitzrayim, Sitzis V'chule, other mitzvahs of Zecheli Yitzias Mitzrayim, Pidyon HaBen, you're not Chayiv Liris is Atzmoy. Why Tafka over here? And also the whole year you don't see Chayiv Adam Liris is Atzmoy Ki'ilu Hu Yotza Mi Mitzrayim. Why Tafka B'Leil HaSeder? So Chaim says a little bit of Nafkaminis. We added a couple more. But the bottom line, why is Leil HaSeder different? As you could explain it in two nekudas. It's really Hashlama to Reb Chaim, a Hezber, Havana in Reb Chaim. The Ramban says, Lo nitin ha-mitzvahs ela letzarev bahen es habriyas. The tachlis of all mitzvahs is to have a toyeles on the person. To change the person, to build the person. That's the tachlis of kol ha-mitzvahs. What is the tayeles of mitzvahs? How does it build a person? As the Ramban says, the Rabbeinu Bechaya, it changes the midas of a person. L'dugma, it gives him emun in Hashem, avas Hashem, yiras Hashem, midas of bein adam l'chaveroi. It gives him midas tayvois. He should care about other avas abriyas. And Hagas Toivis Librius, he should learn Savlonis, not to be a Kaiso, not to be a Balgaiva. As the tachlis of all mitzvahs is to build a person. And this is a very big yisoid. A yid is someone who's always growing, who's always doing aliyah. The tafkid of the mitzvahs are that we should be misale and be misroimen. We live in a dar where there's a tremendous sakana. Everyone's doing, Baruch Hashem, good things, but everyone's doing it. As if after a while, a person could sort of robotically go along and follow the crowd in a good way. And it's good to follow the crowd in a good way, but it could leave a person, when he does something, to feel an emptiness inside. I don't really understand why I'm doing it. I don't really feel a connection to what I'm doing. I'm just doing it because that's what I have to do, because that's what everyone does. On Leil HaSeder, we say, Taimei HaMitzvahs. Frag the Malshah, the whole year round, we're not, every mitzvah you do, you don't have to say Taimei HaMitzvahs. On Leil HaSeder, what do you have to say? Taimei HaMitzvahs. Leil HaSeder is we're building Yiddishkeit. We're trying to understand, when we do things, we're doing things with a purpose, with a te'eles. It has a point, you grow from it, you steig from it. The more you understand, the more you could connect in it. As that's the avoida of Leil HaSeder, to build our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way where we understand it on a higher level. We feel it on a different level. And that's the union called Hamarbe Lesaper Hareze Meshubach. Because over here we're coming to build a connection to Hashem. It doesn't happen from one zug, a good zug. It happens from discussing it, working it out, handling it, thinking about it, discussing it in a long discussion. That helps develop the feeling and it helps you to understand it and get a deher in it on a deeper level. And it could really help to make an impact on the person. as what are we coming to give over? What midas are we trying to grow in? What are we trying to understand in the Leil HaSeder? As one nekuda, which is very easy for us to relate to in the matziv that we're in now, is Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim is not something that happened once many years ago. Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim is something v'yisha omda labiseinu shelo yachod bilvad elo shebechol dor v'dor oimdim aleinu l'chaloseinu. It's something dor in, dor out. There are always goyim, and after Eretz Yisrael is in a matziv, we were shaken up on Simchas HaTorah. Simchas HaTorah, the day that is so kaddish, is so shamor, it's so the day that we would never imagine such a thing could happen. We got shaken up in a ruchniistic sense. And on the other side, the Israeli government's army, that they were so for sure that nothing like this could ever happen. The country was made that there should never be another pogrom, and that was the whole defense system was set up. And it was such a shock when it happened. It took everyone by surprise that Kilu, even when they first came out, no one imagined the amount. It was so shocking to everyone what happened. As we got a real shake-up, that v'hi sha'om do la'viseinu v'lonu, every door, we need siyata d'shmaya. And last night we got shaken up again. What's going to be, no one knows. But is the feeling of v'hi sha'om do, we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even the world that's behind us as of now in certain ways, but we're even getting a little bit of a shake-up. They're not exactly behind us. There's a lot of bad vibes. It's Nifladik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending us such a clear message of what our avoida, this Pesach, is. To be machazik. V'hi she'omda laviseinu v'lonu. B'chol dor v'dor. To be machazik ne'emuna. That we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us. And what helps? V'nitzak. The Yidden called out. They really felt the Shas HaTzarah, and they called out, B'chol HaLev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please save us. That v'nitzak is what brought the Gula, and it's Muva in a Pirkei D'Rabbi Elazar, that who was the v'nitzak? There was a lady that she was expecting, and she went to help her husband when he was making the bricks. When she was in the middle of making it, as the baby came out, and she was v'nitzak, v'oysa yoim, nigzar, on the gula should happen a year later on. As one lady's cries penetrated the shamayim, and it wasn't a lady that kilu, she was Rebbe Sinkanievsky, Miriam Matzadekes, a poshita yidin klal Yisrael, her cries penetrated. But there's a second point. It's not just if our tefillahs work to make Yeshuas. The mere fact that we're crying out and we're calling out and we feel we need Hashem, that itself brings us a step closer to Gula. Golus is Hester Panim. We don't feel Hashem. We feel we could function without Hashem. Geula is when we realize we need Hashem. When we dive into Hashem, the maisa itself of tefillah, the maisa of the diburim of saying I need Hashem, that itself is a geula. It's lifting a person up. It's building a person. It's connecting him to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's being ki'ilu, being yotzeis mi Mitzrayim. Paro said, ani that li yor vani asasani. Paro believed koichi voitzim yadi. Mi Hashem, who's Hashem? As the more we call out and we strengthen our amuna on this night, the more we're being poiled the gula of Klal Yisrael. As Hashem's giving us such messages to call out to us, to strengthen our amuna, now's the time to really believe we need Hashem, to call out, to daven to Hashem. And this is true the whole year round. But Lel HaSeder has a skula that you don't have. And this is another nakuda. There are zmanim yuchadim, where the words go in on a different level. Lel HaSeder is a Lel HaNiskadish Ma'oid. The Al Sheikh says, you start off the Lel HaSeder, Kaddish, with a Seder. Why? Because it's telling you, Kedushas Hayoim Meruba, Urchatz. It's telling you, you could wash away all the Tumah B'Layla Zeh, you could be Miskaddish in a different level. It's Misuga Lekach, that what the whole year goes in different. The more you discuss it, the more you speak about it, the more it goes in, Ba'oifin Skuli. It'll go into you, it'll make an impact on you, and it'll change you. You'll connect on a higher level. As that's the skulas alayla. As that's one of the inyanim of emuna, but living emuna means living with tfilos. Every one of us has his nekudas he has to daven for, to reach out to Hashem v'siyata d'shmaya. This is the night we get chizik for the whole year, to really reach out and call, and not forget we have Hashem. When we're being mesaper Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're not being mesaper what happened many years ago. If a person has a Zayda, an older grandparent, or some older person that he visits, many times you'll find they'll say over stories of when they're younger. And many times, if you're a grandchild, they'll say it over and over and over again. And a grandson sometimes feels like, I heard that story already. Here he goes again. He's saying the same story. And sometimes he could say, I want to stop him. But it's a very important point. When your grandfather or older person is saying over stories, he's not just saying a story. He's reliving it. He feels alive when he says over that story. He's older, he doesn't feel he's doing as much. When he says over what he's, when he's younger, he's not just saying it over, he's reliving it. The biggest chesed you could do is let him say the story. Say, wow, that's an amazing story. Great, wow, react, do something. You're doing him a chesed, he's alive. That's his reg of life. There's certain people, when they say over stories, it's a dead story. And certain people, when they're saying it over, they're reliving the story. When we're saying over Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're supposed to be like when our Zaydis say over the story. We're not supposed to be like, it's a dead story that I said a whole bunch of times. Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hashem was there for us. He's always there for us. I live this. This is my life. I've seen it over and over again. I feel it. As then the Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim goes in a different way. If I'm saying over old stale story, as then I'm left with a stale feeling inside. I don't feel any chias. When I'm saying over, Hashem is there and with us and takes care of us. As the Sipa is Ba'if and Acha. I'm living the story when I say it over. That's Chayiv Adam Liris Esatzmai Ki'ilu Hu Yatza Mi Mitzrayim. He's reliving Yetzias Mitzrayim. He feels Hashem's with him. We all have Siyata Deshmaya. This is the night we reconnect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we say how much Hashem is there for us. One time when my son got married, as he watched his music, his chasana video, he watched it with his parents, his brothers and sisters. He watched it a little bit later. I said to him, do you get bored from watching your chasana video? He said, get bored? This is my marriage. If I was watching Pliny's chasana video, oh, I get bored after I saw it two or three times. But this is my wedding. Every time I see that wedding, I'm reliving that moment of the chasana. As the time Yidden had their chasana with Hashem was Yetzias Mitzrayim. That was Azman Aleda. Azman, we got our kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not just looking at a boring video. We're reliving the chasana, that connection with Hashem. That deep connection with Hashem. That's the inyan of Lel Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that's why we say Shira Shirim afterwards, which speaks about the Chitun of Hashem. Now there are people, when they say Shira Shirim, they fall asleep. Why? Because they're watching Pliny's Chasana, not their Chasana. As if you say Shira Shirim and it's Pliny's Chasana, I saw that already, you fall asleep. Aber Shira Shirim is your Chasana with Hashem, you're alive. Oh. As that's the avoid of Lela Seder, to reconnect, rebuild that connection in a deeper level with HaKadosh Baruch of Emuna, of Yira, and of Ava. When we say Hallel, there's two ways of saying Hallel. There's one way of saying Hallel, like when I say thank you to the cab driver who drove me to the dinner, as thank you. I say thank you. That's one way. And then there's another kind of a thank you. When my wife went out and she did something very special to me, when I say thank you, as I'm not just saying the word thank you. I'm not even singing thank you, Hashem. When I say thank you to my, it comes with an ava, comes with a feeling. I really, you went out for me, you did something for me. You really cared for me. Oh, it's mole ava, it's a different thank you. As when I say Hallel on Pesach, I could say it two ways. I could say it very chitzonius, and I could say, Hashem, you're so good to me. I love Hashem. I appreciate what you do for me, everything you do for me. As the Hallel is a song of singing Ava. It's not just saying the Hallel. As that's the avoid of Leila Seder, to rebuild that emotional connection with Hashem. And it's a zman ha-mesuga lekach, where the whole year round you can't do it. V'yesh koinoi lama b'sha'achas. People ask, there's so many things going on b'lel ha-seder. As how could I do this? I have to talk to my children, my parents, other people. It's very nice if I had my own seder so that I could focus in on it, but I have so many other people. It doesn't take too long. One rega of an emissive feeling of kirvas Hashem, yesh koino lama b'sha'achas. The shpa, what it does in a person, is niflade. What it could do to a person, the skulas halayla, it could do if niflade. When you're saying the words of the Agada, think it with feeling, feel with it, connect it, it's a different experience. Oh. As that's one nakuda of the Lel HaSeder. To try to build that hergish in the emuna, in the ava, in the year, in the connection to Hashem. There's another nakuda of Lel HaSeder. There's something yachatz. As what's yachatz? You break the matzah and you put the matzah away, the bigger matzah. What's so, as the Svas Emes says, a beautiful pshat. It's coming to teach us that Yitzias Mitzrayim, we think we're celebrating something that happened years ago, as then we don't have such a connection to it. But Yitzias Mitzrayim is a preview. It's a haschola of the future. It says that the Gula Hasida is Kimei Seitzchem b'Mitzrayim v'oid yoser. It's going to be even more special. As Yachatz is we're breaking, we're putting away for Sofoin, to show that what we're celebrating in Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're going to be Zeicha Oidapam Ba'oifen Yoiser Godol. As a Moshul Amah Dava Daima, you drive past when you're coming to the dinner and you see these huge mansions of people. Oh, and you look, whoa, shh, ah. People live with Ravkos. Some people tell me I should go to the houses in Lakewood. I would see the same thing. Okay, I wasn't there yet. Sometimes you see, but this I want to focus in on the other side, the Goyim. Sometimes you see the Goyim have these huge mansions. And you go to different places, you see them living it up. And it's like, wow. And sometimes they say, one time went by and they said, this is this star, this Goyish star. He's a music star, he's a actor, he's a rapper, whatever they have, all their stars, unquote. And you see them leaving in these, they don't even call it houses, they call it estates. They have boats in back and cars in front. And you're looking at it, wow, a guy, what did the guy do? What schus does this guy have? How could it be? Yeah. You wonder what he needs such a big house for. They only have one child, two dogs. Why do they need such a big house? But you're looking like, what did he do? But then we remember what Rabbi Kiva says at the end of Makkos. And this always is a big eye-opener. That they were Tanoim, when the Yidden were Bitsar, they were living, the Talmidei Chachamim in the Dor of Golus. And they saw the Romans, that they were living it up, and they had so much good. And they said, they started to cry, how could it be? It looks so unfair. And Rabbi Kiva started to laugh, and they asked, why are you being Sameach? He says, in ze lo'ovrei l'tzoinoi, lo'oisei r'tzoinoi al achas kama v'kama. When I see them, and they have that, could you imagine what's in store for us? As when you come back and you see it, could you imagine b'mei ha'gula what will be for Klal Yisrael? B'mkoyim the Yidden going around to watch the Goyisha houses and their stars, the Goyim are going to come around to the Yiddisha houses and they're going to look at their stars. Yidden anim shel kochovim, every one of us. They're going to come and look at the Toiva Asida. As what Pesach does is it reminds us we're here temporarily. Everything you see in this world is just a mashu, a preview. What's in store for us is so much more. K'moy b'yitzias Mitzrayim, you couldn't believe it. They went from Avodim, they went to Hanane HaKovid, Mon. They went to such high levels of Ashirus. Yavai HaYoyim, and all of us, with all our nisyonos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take us out. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to lift us up and change everything. You're going to see massive changes. As Pesach is the Zman, we're machazik de emuna in yachatz. We put it away, we remind ourselves. All that voida, we don't see it now what it does. But Yovei HaYoyim, we're going to see it in its fullest on a very high level. As that's the other nekuda, the chizik of the Leila Seder, to remind ourselves, to reconnect. And you could say, but I know this. Yes, you know this. But on Pesach, it goes in a different level. You could connect with the idea. It could be going to you on a different level. If you think about it, a little bit, you put a little bit of lev, it could really make a big difference. It could mamish be like Atzomes Yiveshim, that all of a sudden had a new chiyus, the after of chiyus amesim that we do on Pesach. As Bez Hashem, when a matzav where Klal Yisrael needs gulois and needs yeshuais, Bez Hashem, we should be meschazik together to do the avoid of Leila Seder, the cleaning for the chometz before, the sipa yitzias Mitzrayim, and b'schus that which we're taking steps for these mitzvahs. As Hashem should bring gulois v'yeshuais l'kol echod v'echod to every person ba'if and prati va'oid for kol klal yisrael b'yachad. We should be zeicha for the gula u'moch Hashem dima me'al kol panim. There won't be another person that dies, killed, another person that gets wounded, another person that has sorrows, another accident, another sickness. U'moch Hashem dima me'al kol panim. The cholim will be cured. Everything will be in a whole different level. That's the avoida of Leila Seder, to bring us, to be mishtayich us, to the gula asida. We're so close, yet we need so much help to get there. But it's much, much more biyadenu than we think. And this is the zman we could empower ourselves. B'nisan, we could empower ourselves exceedingly goyel, and even if the gula doesn't happen, b'nisan we put the kelim that we should create and be zeicha to the gula. That's the avoida of Leil HaSeder. Every one of us is putting his kelim that he should be zeicha for that gula asida. That's the avoida of Leil HaSeder. We're doing zeicha li'etzias Mitzrayim, And we're implanting, we're putting that chanas for every one of us, that we should be zeicha legulas for Yeshuas this year, kol klal Yisrael, miyachad.